October 31st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind." Now, here's what Paul's saying right here. Since all these things are true, then we ought to be doing something. All right, we could say it like this. Because there is encouragement in Christ, because there is comfort from His love, because there is participation with the Spirit in our life, because God shows us affection and sympathy, because of all these four things right here being prevalent in the life of a Christian, this needs to be the flavor of your church life, that you and I are to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. All right, there's nothing superficial about this. Nothing superficial. Nothing drives me crazy more than a bunch of cheesy, superficial masks that people wear to church. I think they need to put on before they come to a church worship service and be all smiley and cheesy. I can't stand that. And we act like we're being unified by doing this, when in reality, there remains resentment among the people of God. Vice, bitterness, betrayal, malice, backbiting, etc., etc., etc. You can just keep on going among the people of God. But we remain surface level with our little mask being put on. So being real and authentic, it's out the window. And let me tell you, that's sad. What we need to do is confess our sin, repent, come together, be open, be honest, and refocus on why we're coming together anyway. It's so that we can be open and honest and unified under the banner that Christ is King and worthy of worship. See, our unity comes from the core of our being because we are members of God's family. And so that makes the church family. We are a faith family. And because we've learned from God, like seeing His character, we desire to reflect Him. And so we must live in peace and unity with one another, just as the persons of the Trinity do. Listen, there's something big at stake here. And ultimately, it's God's glory. Like, God is glorified when satisfied, redeemed sinners come together and are like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. One of my favorite movies is Gladiator. There's this one scene where the gladiators were gathered in the Colosseum in Rome, and they were outnumbered in manpower and artillery, and it was against all odds for any of them to survive. I mean, the whole point was really for all of them to be killed. And so the crowd was just gathered around. There was just a massive amount of people, and they were cheering and getting excited about seeing this slaughter that was about to happen. But then a guy named Maximus Decimus Meridius, who was the main guy in the story, in the movie, he's a former general in the Roman army under the former emperor. He said this: "Have any of you ever been in the army?" Well, some answered yes. And he said, "Whatever comes out of these gates, we have a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand?" And then he said, in the most stern, cool, smooth, Russell Crowe kind of way, he says, "If we stay together, we survive." And that was it. He just said that line. It was a big zinger. If we stay together, we survive. So their goal was survival. And the only way they were going to survive, the only way they were going to attain that goal was to stay together. Now, our goal is greater than survival. Our goal is bigger and better and more earth-shattering and more mind-blowing than simply keeping our little church programs alive. Our goal is to magnify Christ in all the earth. And the only way we're going to achieve this goal is if we stay together. It's going to be in a togetherness, a like-mindedness under the theme that Christ is better than life. So because there's encouragement in Christ, because there's comfort from His love, because there is participation with the Spirit of God in our life, and because God Himself shows us affection and sympathy, let us be like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and purpose. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.
Put the gray skies out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day.